The Live You Fully Foundation, it's the momentum. As we step into this first segment, I think you might be a little bit surprised what it is that I have to share with you. And so I invite you to listen and really open up to this material because it is going to make a lot of sense. Before we do that, I do want to remind you that for me, quality versus quantity is everything. Everything. So I know sometimes when we start something new, we can really get off to a very powerful, very exciting start, and then we can kind of peer out along the way. I invite you to step into, with this mindset, the quality versus the quantity. It is my intention inside of this to deliver the highest quality content in the most efficient amount of time. So do what you can when you can. Please set up some time in your calendar. We have another segment for you about how to utilize this program that will assist you. For all of us, it's not only about acquiring this information, but actually infusing it into our daily lives in a supportive and accessible manner. So you don't need to stress about the modules. Think about what it is that's coming forward and allow yourself to put it into your day-to-day so that this becomes a lifestyle for you. Let's start here. What are the top three things that stop a woman from living her true potential? We talked about this in the pre-training, and I wanted to deepen it with you because this is very, very potent and powerful for you to know about yourself. So as you look at these top three things, fear of not following through, belief that you did it wrong last time, losing someone or something, these are going to be the core faux types, and we'll talk about faux types inside the engage section. These are going to be the primary faux types are going to show up for a majority of you. So you knowing right away what they are, you being aware of them, will give you the material and the opportunity to handle them when they show up. So let's look at the first one, fear of not following through. And this is one of the top things that can stop you from stepping into Live You Fully, that fear that you won't follow through. It's amazing how powerful this can be in allowing us to stand still. So I'd like you to identify, first and foremost, how has this stopped you in the past? So just take a moment. You can pause this module right here and take a moment to feel into how has the fear of not following through stopped you in the past? Maybe there was something you wanted to do. Maybe you wanted to become a singer. Maybe you wanted to go back to college and to get a degree. Maybe you wanted to learn a second language. Whatever it might be that at some point in time invoked energy of life force inside of you, but the fear of not following through stopped you from even taking the first step. So feel into this, and maybe also you might have some experiences where maybe you didn't follow through in your life, or that you have that framing that you didn't follow through. So feel into that as well. Once you've isolated the top three that come to your mind, that where this fear of not following through has stopped you, then I'd like you to ask yourself the question, what happens if you do follow through? Now, I'd like you to go beyond the surface. We're beginning to activate just a tiny, tiny bit, a deeper indie energy inside. And don't worry, we're going to talk a lot about the indie coming forward, but we're going to begin to just tiny, tiny bit open up the energy for her to come forward. What happens if you do follow through? Women get so caught up in the fear of not following through. And many times what's going underneath the surface is there's a fear of what will happen if you do follow through. So again, pause this module right here. Give yourself the opportunity to sit with this, journal, answer this question, and I will meet you back here. Now, as we move into this next phase, I actually want to stop for a second and ask you, did you do the before question? Did you allow yourself to answer the fear of not following through and what happens if you do follow through? If you did not, I invite you strongly, go back now and actually follow through. Every single moment that you can show yourself that you are following through, that you are doing what you said you were going to do, you will build confidence, belief, and trust in yourself that you can move forward, that you can follow through, that you can be trusted with your beautiful life. So again, if you got busy, if you got sidetracked, if you told yourself you were going to come back and do it later, I invite you, I really invite you strongly, stop the recording right now and go back and complete that. Do that before you move forward. it's going to mean a ton about your opportunity to receive the next phase. All right, let's move on to the second fear, really, or belief that stops women from moving into their full potential. The belief that you did it wrong last time. Even the idea that it's possible that you did it wrong last time. This is where women get really trapped in mistakes. Last time I did XYZ, it didn't turn out the way I wanted. Therefore, it's a mistake. This mentality is not going to serve you moving forward. And we're going to talk about this more as we move into the indie about right versus wrong and what's really waiting for you inside of that receiving opportunity. So let's start here. The belief that you did it wrong last time. Which mistake are you holding on to that is stopping you from moving forward? You know, everybody has something in their life that they have framed as a regret or guilt, some sort of mistake in the way that you're holding it. And that, whatever it was that happened, whatever it was you did or didn't do, that's holding you hostage from moving forward. So again, pause this. Spend some time with this. Again, these three fundamental pieces of fear of following through, belief that you did it wrong last time, and this idea of losing someone or something, these are the main foe types that will stop you from living your full life. So addressing them now, allowing yourself to spend some time in recognizing what that pain and hurt is inside of you will open up for this entire program to be taken to the next level. So which mistake are you holding on to that is stopping you from moving forward? Go ahead and answer that, and then I will meet you back here. The final foe type that we're going to bring forward inside of this process for the beginning is the idea of losing someone or something. I've shared quite openly that, you know, it would not be my experience if I told you, don't worry, everything's going to remain the same in your life as you grow. You will have the same friends, the same job, the same monetary means, the same lifestyle, the same house. No. And in fact, it's not really what you're wanting, or you wouldn't be called to grow. And yet, one of the biggest foe types that stops women is this idea that they will lose someone or something, and that can feel really scary. We all have this tribal kind of primal core where we want to belong. And knowing that the idea of living you fully is drawing you into a unique expression, there can be some really deep fear in the foe types around what that might mean. So we're going to be addressing this and even more inside of the Frenchie piece together. Let's start here. Who are you afraid you will lose if you live your full potential? I really would like you to identify someone. The top one. There might be more than one, but I'd like you to sit with this and spend some time about the top one. In my experience, and this might feel a little bit controversial to say, but I'm going to share it. In my experience, what women tend to do is whoever they're afraid of losing kind of becomes the scapegoat inside of them not letting themselves live fully. So if you have a fear, for example, of losing your husband's love or losing your husband or losing your best friend or losing your relationship with your children, then that can sometimes, that person can sometimes become a scapegoat inside of, okay, well, I can't grow because XYZ won't let me, or it won't be good if I do that for XYZ. And it becomes a scapegoat, a diversion. This is really unhealthy. And as much as, you know, part of you might say, well, I really want to hold on to that person, so I don't want to rock the boat. What will end up happening over time, if it hasn't happened already, is that a seed of resentment will be planted inside of that relationship because you're not giving yourself the opportunity or the permission to move forward, and you're utilizing that person as a deflect. Okay? So see if you can isolate who that is. Secondly, what are you afraid you will lose if you live your full potential? So what are you afraid you will lose if you live your full potential? What is it? Are you afraid you'll lose your status? Are you afraid you'll lose your connection? What is it that you're afraid you will lose? Just as the other two, it's really important that you now allow yourself to pause this module and answer these questions. You don't have to overthink them either. This doesn't need to be a 2 or 3 day, conversation inside. Just pause the recording, allow your indie to come forward, follow your inner knowing, and answer these two questions. And then I will meet you back here. Let's talk about this for a minute, because it's not all or nothing. I'd like to remind you that as we go through this together, one of the things that I see happen to women a lot, and I certainly can identify with this, is if we don't feel that we're doing something 100%, if we don't feel like we're doing something perfectly, then we just stop. We throw in the towel, we give up, and we say, okay, forget it, I'll start all over from the beginning next time, and next time I'll do it perfectly. Please remember that this is not all or nothing. I'm going to be encouraging you along the way to do your best. Answer what you can, do what you can, and make forward movement. The worst thing that can happen is that you can stop or allow yourself to become paralyzed. So whatever it is you are, remember, it's not all or nothing. If you do allow yourself to do 10% of what's going to be presented to you within the Live You Fully program, your life will change. Okay, so keep that in mind. Allow yourself to participate. And in fact, if at any point you find yourself losing momentum, the number one thing I invite you to do is stay connected with the Facebook group, okay? Because that's the number one thing I see women do when they start to feel some angst inside is they start to disconnect. Please don't do that. Allow yourself to remain connected in the energy, and even that momentum will allow you to make shifts inside of your life. The other thing that will assist you in staying focused inside of this program is your own personal intention. I shared with you my intention already. Now it's time for you to take a moment to set your intention and make sure to honor what it is you truly desire. I shared with you in the earlier segment that anything is possible inside of this, and yet you require to sit down with your priority right now. What is it that drew you to this program? You might not know exactly what it is you want in your life, and as I shared, that's totally okay. That's fine. What is it that drew you forward inside of this? What is it that you're really seeking? Because this course is all about listening and responding to that innate part of you that knows what's right for you right now. So, before we move forward, what is your intention for this program? And I invite you to write it out. If you do want to type it out, that's up to you. I find a lot of power in the written word myself. I invite you to write out, my intention is, and allow yourself to write that and keep it somewhere where you can refer to it so that as the faux type process comes forward and as the faux types present themselves, you remember why it is you're here. Okay, I am excited to share this part with you. I am very excited. If you remember at the very beginning of this, I made a little seeding of the word sense. I want to talk about your senses. In fact, one of our the first foundational program inside of Elegant Femme was called The Power of Sensuality. Sensuality, I'd like to define this for you according to Elegant Femme, because sensuality is living, okay, a life that's pertaining to all your senses, allowing yourself to live your life awake and engaged with all of your senses. You really being aware of the now and participating in your life from a space of being alive. That to me is sensuality. Sure, people have other definitions that have to do more with the physical sense and even equate it to more of even a sexuality. That is not what I'm speaking about. We're gonna be talking today about how to enhance all of your senses. And first I wanna share with you why. Why are we enhancing your senses first? The majority of women are going around in a state of numbness. They really are drowning in overwhelm and have-dos and have forgotten what it is they truly want. As you step into Live You Fully and you start to identify what it is you really want as a woman, you've got to live that. You've got to experience that. You've got to connect again with your physical form in order to be able to identify that. So we're going to spend some time today beginning to activate and ignite your senses, and this process will continue for you as you deepen inside of the program. So awakening your senses. The idea of awakening, the first thing that many women think of when they think about awakening is this awakening to your purpose. Yeah, okay, we're all for that. I also intend for you to awaken to your physical form, to your physical body, to the idea of being here. Some women that I talk to actually will admit that there's a piece of them that doesn't want to be here. That on some of those days, they just say, you know what? Oh, maybe it'd just be easier for this piece to be over. Right? And they really disconnect from this physical world, this physical plane. Awakening the senses may seem basic, but the fact is that this is a foundational aspect that most women are missing, and it's a key component to you knowing what you want and why you're here. Being awake to the senses are required before you can awaken to the fullness of your life. And I want to share with you that there really are two components that we operate in inside of this physical world reality and spiritual world reality. And that's really what it is. We've got the physical and the spiritual. So when you think about awakening, there are two components. It's the physical component of awakening to your body, to your desires, to your senses. And then there's the spiritual component of really opening up that higher level of consciousness and awakening more and more to the truth of who you are. To me, this is not one without the other. When I was first starting my spiritual journey, I really felt like, oh, I just need to reach into the sky, you know, really transcend into the highest realms. And yet, as I continued on my journey, I realized that the more I did that, the more I needed to ground myself in the physical world reality. So I really invite you to receive this. It's very exciting because we must not forget the physical, and we require proper alignment and engagement within it in order for us to transcend and even open to the fullness of our potential and our soul's purpose. So let's start with your senses, because inside of Elegant Femme, we actually talk about seven senses. You're familiar with five of them: sight, taste, sound, smell, touch. Okay? We have a couple additional ones: intuition and receiving. We're going to speak specifically about your sense of intuition and your sense of receiving, which both have to do with the Indie Femme type. But first, we're going to slow down. And we're actually going to go into the core of the first five senses. Do you remember your senses? I want you to slow down. You know, I can remember that when I was struggling with an eating disorder when I was about 17 years old. And I remember going so long without food and really in that feeling of deprivation and really cutting myself off from my life force. And I can remember getting so numb and so zoned out. And when I started to eat again, and it's not obviously an eating disorder, if any of you have ever had that experience, it is not about the food. It is not about the food, but alas, that's a whole other platform for me to speak about. When I did start to interact with life again, my senses had been so dead and so denied that the simplest thing about like really listening to music or really feeling like my mom hugged me or really smell food, all of this was, it felt like I was born, really reborn. This happens a lot right now. Women are running around on autopilot and they have absolutely denied their senses, that they're really deadened. They've deadened this feeling and opportunity inside to engage in life through your senses. In fact, right now, wherever it is you are, I want you to look around. Look, if you can, out a window, the beautiful colors. Slow down and really allow yourself to listen and hear the sounds. Whatever it is you're seated on or whatever it is you're walking, like, feel. Just take a moment. When was the last time you used your sense of sight? Really utilized it and appreciated it. Down the street from us in Paris, there's the School of the Blind. And I walk by there sometimes, and it's fascinating to think, wow, how often do I take my sense of sight for granted? Taste. When was the last time you really tasted your food? Really? I know it sounds ridiculous, but that you really slowed down and tasted it. When was the last time you listened? Listen to the wind. Listen to your partner's voice. Listen to your children laughing. When was the last time you really even listened to the silence? When was the last time you smelled your world? where you breathed in gorgeous fresh air, the scent of a rose, where you smelled your child's neck. When was the last time you were open and engaged with a sense of touch? Right now, I want you to touch your hand really delicately, really beautifully. Just allow your fingers to just caress your own hand. Feel that. Feel that. Inside of your sixth sense is intuition. We're going to go through these briefly now, and then we're going to deepen inside of them. You're aware of your sixth sense. This isn't a surprise. We've all heard about the sixth sense before. However, something incredibly powerful opens up within us and within this program that you're going to find yourself trusting your intuition in a way you never have before and actually following that intuition. Because here's the difference when we open up to intuition through the fem types. You will allow yourself to follow your intuition with pleasure, not with remorse, not with force, not with struggle, not with anxiety. You will begin to trust yourself, to follow your sixth sense, to follow your intuition, and allow yourself to do it from a place of joy. The seventh sense, the sense of receiving. This is what Elegant Femme has become very well known for. It's one thing to create the most amazing desire and to recognize it. But if you can't receive it into your life, what does it even matter? You know, what's the point? Women who come into Elegant Femme will say, oh my gosh, I had these things in my life and I was so busy moving to the next level. I was so busy wondering about what was next and why I wasn't there yet that I hadn't even received what was already in my life. When you allow yourself to open and receive what it is that's already present for you in your life and really receive it. I'm not talking about just checking it off the list. Yeah, yeah, I did that, then that. Really receive it inside of you through your Indi, you will open up a whole new portal inside of your life. As a woman, I am constantly increasing two specific things in my life, pleasure and my ability to receive. These are two fundamental components for me as I grow as a woman. How can I increase my capacity for pleasure and how can I increase my ability to receive? Everything else increases automatically when you are allowing yourself to increase your sense of receiving. Prosperity will increase, confidence will increase, and the level of awareness that you have inside of your life will increase. All of these follow easily and elegantly when you focus on increasing your level of receiving and your capacity for pleasure. Okay, so be aware of that. Sometimes when we go through the Indi, people will say, well, I don't know. How is this actually working? How come everything else in my life is shifting? Well, you're increasing your capacity to receive. So let's talk a little bit. I'm going to give you a little bit of background about enhancing your senses because I find this fascinating. Way back in the 1760s, there was a famous philosopher called Immanuel Kant, and he proposed that our knowledge of the outside world depends on our modes of perception. This week, you're going to begin to enhance your senses. So think about that for a minute. Let me back up. He proposed way back in 1760 that our knowledge of the outside world depends on our modes of perception. If you are not paying attention to your modes of perception, the lens with which you see through is going to be faltered. So inside, you've heard about reframing. You've heard about all of these amazing things inside of personal growth. This week, I'm going to be inviting you to slow down and shift to a real beautiful level of awareness inside of your senses so you are consciously aware of how you are choosing to perceive the world. I talked about this in the very beginning of the program. The eyes with which you choose to see through will create your beautiful life. So in the box below, you're going to be answering the following question for each sense. So we're going to start. Here's an example. When I ignite my sense of sight, I choose to see, and then you're going to choose whatever it is you choose to see, a dark velvet rich rose on a deep green stem. For example, I choose to see beauty. So you're going to be going through each of your senses, and you're going to choose, what is it you choose to see? What is it you choose to smell? And then identify what that means for you. As you do this, you're going to become more and more aware of what it is that will assist you in identifying and awakening inside of your life. So, when I choose to ignite my sense of sight, I will choose to see. When I ignite my sense of taste, I will choose to taste. When I ignite the sense of sound, I will choose to hear. When I ignite my sense of smell, I will choose to smell. When I ignite my sense of touch, I will choose to feel. And then the sixth and seventh senses, when I ignite my sense of intuition, I will choose to know. When I ignite my sense of receiving, I will choose to receive. So go ahead and pause this recording, pause this module, and go through each of your seven senses. What is it you are going to choose inside of that as you ignite that specific sense? I want to tell you, there is no right or wrong way to do this. Anything and everything is possible for you. This is limitless. So it could be a feeling inside. It could be something physical. Trust yourself with this. You're beginning to awaken inside. And I'd like you to share this inside the Facebook group. This is a really powerful exercise for women. And it's beautiful for you to allow yourself to be visible and recognize within yourself what it is that's allowing you to feel more awake. And I will meet you back here.